Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today.
Nancy, today has been an amazing experience. I so have enjoyed talking with you about not only being an entrepreneur, the successes of an entrepreneur, but also about, you know, discussing that I really enjoy helping brands navigate the success of being on store shelves or just understanding what their channel strategy should be as they go forward in their own journey.
Welcome back to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Today's mentor guest is client Ann Anderson. She is a very accomplished executive and founder of Retail Partner Solutions, LLC. So in our first conversation, she shared how she went from a corporate life and very successful life and growing up in a very strong family to how she harnessed her passion for retail to start her own venture. And in today's conversation, we're focused on getting your products into big box retailers. And we'll have a third conversation with Ann of where you can learn how to up-level product brands for retail. She is taking the mystery out of why some brands make it onto the shelves while others do not. So even if you aren't getting your products in a big box retailer, it's really important to understand how retail works nowadays so you have an understanding of how products get on the shelves. And besides, August is a great month to also gather that information for your fall shopping, back to school shopping that seems like it's going to be more normal than last year. So, welcome to the program, Ann.
Well, thanks, Nancy. Thanks for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Good, good. All right. And just to give you a little more background about Ann, she has an MBA and is a results-driven senior executive and retail strategist. With more than 25 years of success spanning retail, consumer goods, and food and beverages, leveraging extensive experience in strategic leadership for world-class brands and teams, Ann is a valuable asset for companies requiring retail go-to market strategies, brand building, guidance, mentoring, and representation to launch brands at big box retailers. Ann founded Retail Partner Solutions in 2019 and made it through a really tough year last year to further brands to thrive on store shelves, bridging the gap between brands and buyers. Entrepreneurs with new product brands need Ann's retail expertise, resources, and strategies that accelerate growth. She has a proven record of succeeding across many categories, including launches of kids' snacks, home essentials, pet coffee, ethnic products, who they can be in groups, and beverages in Target, Walmart, Costco, Home Goods, and other local and specialty retailers. Ann radiates, as you're hearing, a positive energy, a focused mindset, driven commitment, and a passion for retail. So thank you so much to a second conversation, Ann. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thanks, Nancy, and I'm happy to be back.
All right. So let's get right into how entrepreneurs can get their products into big box retailers. Tell us how you took your corporate experiences with Time Inc. and how you formed Retail Partner Solutions with products in the food and beverage category and miscellaneous products like pet and kitchen products.
Absolutely. Working with Time Inc., I mean, they are a corporate powerhouse. They built my experience and my expertise working with retailers. So through my time at Time Inc., I mean, I worked with everyone from Target to Walmart to Supervalu to Walgreens, regional different retailers. So really, it took all that experience that I had and how to understand how to navigate within the retailers is what shaped really time retail partner solutions. So the products I represent, as you mentioned, in the food and bev category, as well as pet and kitchen products, a lot of those products representation that I look at in retail partners solutions is through friends and referrals, some LinkedIn business, as well as some business networking groups. I really believe the fun part of it is these product entrepreneurs, they have a great product. It's just really kind of them determining how do you bring it to market. So it's building their business and gaining, you know, success for their product as you go forward.
Yeah. And you've had a huge variety of ways in which you've been working with clients. And that's really the fun part, especially when you're starting up or any pivotal point in business growth and development, is when you're exploring the marketplace in a way to find out, you know, what people need. So you offer fractional services, project-based, and one-on-one support. So tell us the differences. I have a different mindset about fractional services, which in the past were related to how entrepreneurs finance their businesses, but we're using the term differently. So what are you noticing what your clients needs and how are these services different from each other?
Absolutely. There's so many, like I said, fun entrepreneurs that are looking to bring their product to market.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look at mostly when I partner with products is more of them on the finished product side, right? And they're interested to approach retailers. That's more of your one-on-one support. You could call it your fractional support too. I mean, I have...
What is fractional support?
Well, fractional support is really more the retainer support. So I have a product now that I'm working with that's a great wholesale product brand that is looking to go into retail. So I am guiding them through the process of being a wholesale product and how they have to now consider different assets, touch points, retailers, communication to the market to be a to go into retail versus wholesale.
So
wholesale, they're not working directly with the retailer.
Right. And so for fractional services, how it's set up is based on a retainer.
Correct.
So you define what services need to be done. Entrepreneurs put some money toward that, and then you kind of parcel that out as you go.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Then there's also the representation piece of the business where I actually represent a client to gain shelf space at a retailer. So working with the retailer hand in hand, I mean, working with the client hand in hand and how we want to position their product and their brand story to the retailer by pitching it in the retailer's assortment.
And what have you found is better, is why is that better than the entrepreneur approaching the retailer themselves?
There's a lot of times they need the expertise of understanding what that retailer is all about. So who that retailer is, what their alignment is, what their key strategy points are, how do they talk to their customer, who their customer is, that a person like myself or my company helps guide that person or that entrepreneur about that retailer.
Mm. Oh, I see. And what's the process of getting products into places like Walmart, Target, Hy-Vee, Costco, Byerly's, Lunds, PetSmart, Petco, you know, all those little boutique shops, you know, what's the process?
Interestingly enough, a new product hits shelves every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes?
If you think about that competition, right, there's a ton of work to do. So there's everything from, it all starts at the product themselves, right? And then getting ready for not only the sales materials to approach the buyers, you know, and who is that right buyer? Who is then the connection they want to make? Fitting their needs into the retailer and make a compelling case for consideration. So it's having also all the pieces of the infrastructure in place. Every buyer and every retailer is different on their own processes. So it's really kind of looking at their processes and really standing out from the other products that are key. So you really do also want to do a competitive analysis, because you want to be able, who else are they competing against in that particular retailer? So if they're a chip, a tortilla chip, you know, what other tortilla chips does that retailer already have in store? And what makes their product different or differentiator from what they currently carry today? And how do you communicate that in a story or in your own product attributes to the retailer?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was struck with in working with you, is the depth of understanding someone needs, an entrepreneur needs to, of every single retailer is different. Their process is different, their focus is different, their timeline is different. And so that's part of what you bring to the table that is so instrumental in getting brands on the shelves. What are some of the, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's not only what the, like you just said, what the retailer's needs are. I mean, it's also the product themselves. So a number of products, I remember a conversation I had early on, like probably a year and a half ago, I was connecting with a gentleman who has a baby product, and he is in a specialty baby product, baby store that's here in the Twin Cities. And he was looking to build his brand.
Yeah.
And it really became a conversation as, what's your channel strategy? Where are you looking to build your brand? I mean, not every brand can start with a Target or a Walmart. And they have to figure out where they want to start, what their strategy is. And it comes down to the channel. You know, probably their best chance for success is to go to baby retailers.
Mm.
So how do you determine who those baby retailers is, and how do you find those baby retailers? So you do have to kind of start with, what's the priority of the brand, of where you want to be at retail from a channel perspective.
Nice. Okay. I can certainly see that. And what are some products that you've represented so far?
So I have a number of products in the beverage category, which would be tea, coffee, and some juices. I have a cat and a dog pet product. I have some candy. I do have snacks that are chips and protein bars, meal solutions that are frozen, and also some ethnic products that go down that like global essential aisle.
Oh, nice. Okay. So a huge variety.
Kind of a variety, right?
Yeah. And how long does it take to get, like, can you give an example of one of the products you listed and what it take? What's the process for them getting them in? Like, what have you been working on through the process with them?
When you talk about big box retailers, because they have such a process internally of not only the first time they look at your brand to an initial conversation where you tell your story to then what we would call a line review presentation, and then just making sure that they have the ability to ramp up for that retailer from a production and manufacturing standpoint, it can take a good 8 to 9 months. For a Target or a Walmart or even a Costco can take longer. So there is a lot of patience that has to be in play, right? Because it's all about...
Entrepreneurs are not the most patient people,
right,
I've ever met.
Right, and that is probably the challenging part of it.
Yeah.
Because it has to be, you know, getting the position properly, or getting the product positioned properly, and that they're able to supply the quantities and the supply chain requirements that the retailer requires and needs.
Yeah.
So it does come down to whether they have, you know, all the certificates and insurance in place, or the warehouse setup, the shipping terms, you know, the,
you know, the finance
policies. I mean, there's just a lot of different elements to make sure that your product is everywhere.
Yeah. And there's also a different process for online platforms. So how do they work differently?
Yes, many of the online platforms operate differently because they ship direct to consumers. So not only is there, you know, the mammoth out there of Amazon, but then the retailers have their own online platforms, and there's a number of requirements and management systems that brands have to apply and submit for in order to be at a retailer online platform.
Hmm. What suggestions do you have for clients when they're getting started working with you?
You know, we have a lot of conversation about their product themselves. You know, I really like to hear the story of the product and how they decided that product was going to come to market. So it's all about the product itself. Then we really talk about the brand and the product attributes. You know, whether it's who's their consumer audience, how is their, what are their ingredients within their brand? Are those ingredients sustainable? Are they clean? What type of attributes do they have? Who are they in direct competition with? And then if they do have their product in market, it's really where are their top selling markets? Once we kind of proceed from there, we talk about the current retailers that they're in. And then we go as far as talking about capabilities, you know, where do they manufacture? Where's their facility? Do they own that warehouse? What are the lead times? If they receive an order, how fast they can get it out? What are their shipping and logistics? And then the different type of, you know, do they have money to invest in marketing? Because a lot of times, I mean, there is definitely work that goes towards getting their product on shelf.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of work after you get it on shelf, because now you need to maintain it, right? You need to build that traffic for them to come into that store and purchase your product.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different elements, and we kind of talk about that. We talk about the positioning of their brand and then the products themselves. What is their manufactured price, or what is the price that would be on shelf? How well do they sell? What's their top selling brands? Rank them in order. So there's a lot of different pieces that we go through to understand the brand themselves as we start a relationship.
Yeah. As an entrepreneur, 2 years into the process, what are some vital things that you've been learning about yourself and your clients?
That I have a lot of fun with them. I mean, I really enjoy it. I'm driven. I want to accomplish, you know, getting their brand on shelf, because it's such a happy moment for not only them, but it's for me, right? How rewarding is it to see your product on shelf?
Yeah.
When you go in a retail store.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I really want to help them. I mean, I really want to see how we can work together and how we can build their brand, whether it's putting it into submission for an award, which is another way that gets them that. And not a lot of these entrepreneurs go in pitch competitions. They win these pitch competitions. Let's communicate that to the retail. Let's talk about what your successes are, because then the retailer knows how big your brand is getting to be.
Yeah.
So, it is a lot of fun and sheer joy when, you know, your brand gets on shelf and that it's, that everybody sees it.
Yeah. Are you still tempted to go back to work as an executive in a retail chain, or have you closed the door to corporate life for good?
We've had a lot of conversations about that, Nancy.
I know. That's why I thought I would bring it up, because you're not alone.
Right. I mean, there are ups and downs. I mean, you know, we all have them. I think every entrepreneur has your ups and downs, but you start looking at the ups outweighing your downs, right? Or your successes outweighing. And it's really fun to work with all sorts of different entrepreneurs and different product lines. I think one of the things I can say that Corporate Light has taught me is that working at Time Inc., we had so many different magazine brands, whether it was People, Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, InStyle. So I was juggling a lot, all the time,
yeah,
right? Because there's different priorities with each of the brands. And I find myself doing that today, right? Juggling the different brands, enjoying the different brands, working with the entrepreneurs that have different strategies and different thought processes and different energies of the brands. And so for that, I mean, I'm really enjoying it right now. Yes, corporate life is closed, I can say, and we're enjoying the entrepreneurship.
Well, and it takes, you know, up to 3 years to kind of find your way and navigate and figure out, and where you start is not where you end up. Mm-hmm. And you've been noticing different opportunities for coaching and mentoring along the way that initially wasn't in your thinking, that actually is really important for people to be able to pay you for that knowledge and expertise.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities that come up. And you do look at it a little bit differently when you're in an entrepreneur, you know, company or having your own company versus where you were at corporate.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much. And if you would like to work with Anne, the best place to start is to email her at anne@retailpartnersolutions.com. And first go to her website, retailpartnersolutions.com, and you can get started there. Is there anything else the entrepreneur should, you know, need to know when they connect with you, Anne?
I would be able to say there's so much we can do together to build your brand. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of opportunity, getting your brand out there, who to approach, and then the success of building it and seeing it on shelf is so rewarding.
Nice. Beautiful. A beautiful way to end a wonderful conversation. And next week, you'll learn how to up-level your product brands for retail. And Anne has a lot to say about that. Thanks, Anne, for being here.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, mon frère de notre mère, brother from another mother. And thank you for tuning in and gathering as much information as you can to improve your entrepreneurial perspective and lifestyle. So we shall see you next week. Keep tuning in. Thanks. Bye. Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become effective as a business owner? Do you want to evolve yourself as you redesign your business? You can. We know that dual innovation with mentoring works. We've mentored thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and small business owners in this dual innovation process since 1992. We are here to co-create a mentoring process where you can nourish resilient relationships while you redesign your business. Resilient relationships promote relational literacy, the ability to understand and express healthy ways of relating. Even a slight increase in relational literacy can lead to significant improvement in all of your relationships. So why not take the risk to move out of dysfunctional relating and move into ways to deepen your connection to yourself and others? Assert self-leadership. If you aren't already subscribed to this podcast, go do it now. Go to wementor.com and get the support and skills needed to build a purposeful life journey with your peers on the entrepreneurial leadership path, consciously co-creating our future. You can also join our virtual mentoring community for one-on-one strategic mentoring or participate in a WeMentor lab, because we mentor meaningful conversations and activities that lead to higher levels of functionality and engagement in our world and everything that we do with each other. So engage your curiosity and become the leader you envision yourself to be today. WeMentor.com. Go there. Check it out.